The oldest Bible printed in England has revealed a fresh insight about life during the Reformation. The copy at the Archbishop of Canterbury's official London residence was printed in Latin in 1535, before the first official English translation was approved by Henry VIII. But some curious blank pages have now been re-examined and found to contain hidden, handwritten notes in English. Our arts correspondent Rebecca Jones has been finding out more.
It's a really underwhelming Bible.
The historian A.L. Poleg is showing me England's oldest printed Bible.
It's written in Latin, in two columns, and it's a very straightforward text.
It's been housed here in the library at Lambeth Palace for more than 400 years and is one of just seven surviving copies. Dr. Poleg from Queen Mary University of London was intrigued by some sheets of thick paper he found inside it that had been pasted over blank pages.
If you look here, you see a little bit, a small mark here, peeping through the page. The paper is a little bit different. At key points, you have this pasted paper. I became immensely interested in what's underneath. Like all historians, if something is covered, you want to see what lies under it.
Digital imaging revealed Bible readings hidden behind the blank paper. They were written in English in the 1540s, probably by a priest. Dr. Poleg says it's an exciting discovery.
It's an important piece in a jigsaw, most of which pieces are lost. England did not reform in a day. It was a very, very gradual process. But the nitty-gritty of that, how it actually took place, we don't know. And this Bible gives us important evidence for how liturgy was actually performed at the time, and the grayscales between Latin and English.
Mysteries remain, though. It's still not known who glued the neatly fitting sheets on top of the pages containing the hidden texts.